their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I want to thank everyone who has supported The Present Truth with your silver coins, and Pure Blood Mike, Anonymous Mike. I appreciate the supporting of this program, the support for this program. The whole world is watching. Madness in the Ukraine, in this country, in the White House. The whole world is watching. The world is absolutely convinced that the people running the nation, this nation, are mad. They're convinced, just like the Caesars of Rome, these politicians, the administration, many in the administration have gone completely mad. Pushing for war, there's no need to push for war. Russia is doing everything possible to try to come to a reasonable discussion about what's happening in Ukraine. But no, the EU is not really as excited about pushing for war with Russia as the United States. You see, the United States is 3,000-4,000 miles away. NATO, they're not too happy either. But the thing is, if they're going to receive payoff money, continue to be extortion money, well, they have to go along with America's plan. Extortion. You go along with us, we will give you billions of dollars. And the leaders of these countries, of the billions of dollars that flow into their countries to support U.S. policy, ends up in their pockets. A big portion of it, at least 5%. What's 5% of $100? $5. Well, when you multiply that by billions of dollars, well, you can see why the prime ministers and presidents of these nations would want to take this bribe money. The whole world's watching. America's gone mad. The people who rule this country are not looking out for, nor do they care about, the best interests of the American people. What did Job say in chapter 9? Verse 24, what did God say, and why did Job state this? The whole earth is in the hands of the wicked. God blinds the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. And who has the power and authority to do this? The verse finishes with this. Who will allow this? Who has that authority? Who has the power to allow the whole earth to be taken over by the wicked? Who has the power to allow the eyes of the judges to be blind so that they'll be unfair, there'll be no justice? Well, God is saying, I am the one who has that authority and power, and I am going to allow it so that the nations, the people of the world, will understand. They don't want to believe in a devil. They don't want to believe in another dimension, in a dimension from whence evil can come. They don't want to accept the fact that the governments of the world have been working together in a project to have a collider, a super collider. No, they don't want to split atoms. They say they're looking for the God particle. No, they're not looking for the God particle. They know that there is a God, and they know the nations, they know where God resides. They found deep, in deep space, out in Orion, they have found the domain where God himself dwells. It's like a balloon sitting clear out there, but they can see it. And they know that there is activity, radio frequencies from Earth to that place. There's all kinds of static coming in from all over the universe, but there seems to be a channel between Earth and this place out in the area of Orion. And they know, they have seen with their electron telescope, they found this, I call it a balloon. They can see it. They know it's there. They know there's something inside. They know that there's communication from that sphere, that balloon, back to Earth. And there's some type of travel back and forth. They call it radio waves. I call it the angels of God. Up and down Jacob's ladder. Up and down, back and forth. It's actually an escalator. It's very wide. There's a lot of traffic. The demons of hell, the fallen angels, are not allowed on that escalator. Only the holy angels of God going back to God to report all the evil that is taking place with little children on this earth. And the angels behold the face of these little children, and they go back to God and report what is being done to the children of the world. Back and forth. Well, the wicked, they know it's there. Now, they're using CERN to try to find a way, a vehicle, to get from Earth to that region, to that balloon. And then they know they can get to that area, if they could get to it physically. There's a membrane around it that they cannot penetrate. I call it a membrane. There is a shield, and they cannot get through that shield into that universe, another universe. We'll be back with Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Join us on May 1st from 12 to 4 for Johnstown's annual Cinco de Mayo, a day full of family entertainment including a DJ, mariachi band, heritage dancers, food trucks, vendors, and specials from local businesses. For more information, visit downtownjohnstown.com. Come one, come all. It will be a blast.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Wasted days and wasted nights I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you'll hold the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the name?
Why do you continue to listen to the mainstream media? You're wasting your days. You're wasting your nights. They're not telling you the truth. They've been untrue to you. But why do you continue to waste your days and waste your nights? Why not find good programming like here on 1360 KHNC? A little Freddie Fender. I had to do it. I couldn't resist. I had to. I just had to play Freddie Fender. He's one of the cousins, you know. I'm Hispanic, and he's Hispanic, and the Hispanics, they call each other cousins. Well, not really, but I'm not really related to him. But anyhow, going back to my thought on CERN, so out in the universe, they have found God's heaven. They have found where God resides in his spiritual realm, a realm that is holy, pure, righteous. And they cannot get through the membrane to get into that eternal world that God resides in. The membrane keeps the natural world, the universe, out. But at the same time, that barrier protects the universe from the glory of God. One of these days, God is going to allow that membrane to dissipate. And the glory of God is going to go through the universe, and this universe as we know it is going to melt. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be over. Why would he destroy the universe that he created? Because an enemy called the serpent or the illuminated one, the devil, I'm trying to think of the one word. There's only one word used one time. Lucifer. Lucifer contaminated the whole universe. The whole universe is in a state of decay. Because of that, God will, in the future, probably out in about 1,000 years, the membrane surrounding his heaven and his world is going to melt the universe. And then a new, I don't know the plan after that. I think he's just going to expand his heaven. But with CERN, with their splitting the atom, they open dimensions. And they're trying to get through the dimension in the restricted world in which we live. We're restricted in the natural. God intended mankind to be restricted to a natural realm. And they want to get out of the natural realm and break through that membrane and get into God's heaven. This is why Antichrist is going to use CERN so that he can declare himself to be God, to have God's throne, to be above God. This is the purpose of CERN. The occult world, everybody involved with the CERN project, all the nations, all of the wealthy people of the nations are putting their money into the CERN project. The nations are putting great, vast amounts of money into that. One of the greatest funders of the CERN project initially were the Rockefeller family here in the United States of America. The great, great occult family, the Rockefellers. The greatest occult lineage probably in the history of America, and could be in the history of the world. The Rockefeller family. The hatred that this family, these men, going all the way back to great-great John, have always been in the occult. They have always hated God. They have always looked for a way to do whatever possible with their finances to destroy anything pertaining to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were funding a guy by the name of John Dewey, whose plan was to remove God from the public education system, the Bible, and prayer from the schools, funding abortion. This family, going all the way back to the 1800s, I believe, was picked by the occult families of Europe to be put in position in this country to take over and to be the priest, the occult priest family, to direct America in her destiny. They were allowed to take over the land of the plumed serpent, this great nation, America, which I believe will include Canada and Mexico to a great degree. Canada and Mexico were necessary for labor and for resources. I'm just giving you an insight into the way things really work in the invisible world and why the CERN project is so important to the occult world. The occult world knows if they cannot overthrow God, they are surely going to be judged. The whole earth is in the hands of the wicked. God blinds the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. Job 9:24. And then in Ezekiel 33:11, you know, the occult people like that number 33. And God likes the number 11. Because 33, you might say, is a type of the occult, whereas 11, one and one, is in a sense a neutral number, holy. And I can prove that in chapter 11 of Revelation. There are two witnesses, one and one equal two, and two means testimony. There are two witnesses. So Ezekiel says this, and this is what God says to the wicked. This is what God says to all the children, the Rockefeller children, the Rothschild children, the Biden children, to the Fauci children, the ancestors, the whole Schwab, all of them. Here's what God says to them. As I live, and he does live, declares the Lord God Almighty, I take no pleasure at all in the death of the wicked. God is not like we. God is pure. He creates. He doesn't like to destroy. And he states, I take no pleasure at all in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. To the wicked people of the world, God wants you to turn from your wickedness and live. So he says, turn back from your evil ways and live. And this includes the children of Israel. This includes George Soros, Henry Kissinger. Of course, they won't. They are just like Judas Iscariot. There's no chance of redemption for these people. Once Judas Iscariot, because we're Passover was just yesterday, well, it's actually, we're in Passover weekend still. Judas Iscariot. Christ succored and told and preached the gospel, basically, in our terminology, gave Judas Iscariot 7 opportunities to repent. And on the night of the Last Supper, he even one more time gave Judas an opportunity to repent of his evil ways. And he told the disciples, there's someone among you who's going to betray me. And everybody looked at each other, and Judas went to the Lord and said, is it I? Is it me? He knew he had already betrayed Christ. He knew he had an opportunity once again to turn from his evil way. And he says, and he knew that once he asked Christ that question, Christ knew he would not return from his evil way, and said, what you do, Judas, do it quickly. And Judas went, got his reward, realized what he'd done, went out to a garden, hung himself. In these wicked children of the devil, the purpose of CERN is to overthrow God. The purpose of the CERN project, the reason they're spending these billions and trillions of dollars, they're hoping for a way to be able to break that barrier into God's heaven and declare themselves to be God, because if they can get into his eternal world, they have won the battle. They've won the battle. If they can get into his home, into his house, into his residence, they have won the battle. But they will not. Before that happens, judgment is coming. But I thought I'd give you a little insight into the purpose of CERN. How did that information, how did that technology, and even the thought of splitting the atom to open dimensions, where did that come from? That type of thinking came from the occult world. It came from that other world, down the rabbit hole. There are two dimensions. The physical dimension that we're a part of, that we reside in, with oxygen, with a way to live, resources. Then there's the invisible dimension that we don't generally, for the most part, people don't maybe believe it's there, but they do believe that something is in that world that is not good, because every human being at some point in their lives has an experience of demons and the darkness and the terror of that world. Every human being, not one human being is excluded from the effect of the other dimension. So I just thought I would let you know, this is what's happening now. At the same time, we find out last week that it is most certain that the whole world has been poisoned by venom. And I have been looking at this for the last 4 or 5 days, and I've been looking at the Bible, and I believe this is true. Because in one verse, in the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 18, one unique verse, it says, they will take snakes into their hands. They will drink poison. In the same verse, snakes in their hands, they will drink poison and not be hurt. At the end of the world, was Christ looking this far into the future to think there was going to be, the whole world is going to be poisoned? And to the disciples, he says, but when you drink the poison, you're not going to be hurt. Now, you're just a few people back then. I believe that Christ was giving an insight into the end of the world, where the whole world was going to be contaminated and poisoned. And then in 1988, according to the research that I was listening to by this Dr. Artis, he states that they found a way, you ingest poison, generally it doesn't, snake venom, it doesn't hurt you, unless they find a way to break the barrier between the into the gut And once that barrier is broken, then the poison can go into the system. Is the whole world being poisoned by synthetic poisons that they've been able to create since 1988? We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, hold on. Don't drink anything unless it's been cleaned and filtered. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC for podcasts. .com for podcasts.
Joe from Checkapro here. Join me this Saturday at 3 p.m. I'll be talking about ways how to save money and be more comfortable in your home with Koala Insulation of Boulder. That's this Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC. Tune in to learn how to save money and be more comfortable in your home.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
To work one morning down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman.
Sighed the snake.
Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a covered...
So are we dealing with snakes? I believe we are. Are we dealing with snake poison? I believe we are. Don't take in any snakes, because they're going to betray you. That's what the snake does. He's a deceiver. He is a tempter. And these people, that and the Fauci family, the shield, the family shield, for the Fauci family. And I believe that Fauci was handpicked by the other world for this time. I believe that he was sovereignly put, trained as a Jesuit, I believe, trained in that pharmaceutical world to be the person, just like the Rockefellers were the person that would be the priest family that would rule America. Fauci would be the from the lineage of a priest family, an occult family, that would be used to bring in through the pharmaceutical industry and his whole tie-in with that whole world to be able and have a way in which to take poison internationally to destroy God's creation, his creatures. And the shield is you have a golden snake standing on its tail upright, and then its head at the top turned to one side, devouring a child. And the legs of the child are in the snake's mouth up to about the hip. Is this a prophetic sign from the satanic occult world of the devil telling the nations of the world his plan for the future at the end of the world? Remember, God has his prophets, and his prophets were instructed to write certain things down in the Old Testament for our time. Also, he instructed the disciples to give prophecies about the time in which we live. Well, the occult world, Satan, it duplicates, replicates, just the opposite of what God does, or in, you might say, in the other world, does exactly what God does. Satan has his children forecasting what they plan to do in the future. And so with this snake, it's gold, and they find that the snake venom has a gold tint to it. Then beside the snake are two buckets of gold, meaning they're going to plunder the world for the riches using this snake. And then the snake, if you were to see it, it has a crown on its head. Other men have talked about this, like a coronavirus, a crown. And this is back in the 1600s. Well, the person picked, I believe, to carry this plan forward was Anthony Fauci, and the lineage is the Abyss family, A-B-Y-S family, or the A-B-Y-S-S family, the Abyss family, from hell, from the deepest regions of hell, the underworld. And the underworld is alive, and the underworld is real, and there is knowledge in that underworld which will come into the natural world, and will be able to, they'll be able to use what they see in that world and put it into play in this dimension. This is for people that don't understand the dimensions. It's hard to understand, it's hard to grasp, it's hard to be able to view this in your thinking. How could this type of evil be so real? And where do they get this kind of knowledge? Well, through the centuries, everything that is learned, evil, they don't forget it. The one thing about the occult world, they don't get Alzheimer's. They don't get dementia. They don't get sundowners. They don't. They carry their information, their evil, the ways in which they carry out their occult practices from generation to generation. They pass it on to their children. They document it. They keep all this information in the hands of secret societies. Just like the Christians are to keep the things that are holy in the scripture, in the Bible, and the experiences are to be real, not just to be something in the thinking only, but something real, something tangible. Now, best example is the verse that I read earlier out of the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 18. Christ said, they're going to take snakes in their hands, meaning that the Christian people have the authority because of the dominion that God has given them to take snakes, and the snakes won't harm them. Why? Because they have dominion over the natural world. They should have. I can give you an example. I wouldn't recommend anybody do this. I was in California, finished a church service, and the service was about how God gave Adam rule over the animals of the world, over the cattle, the beasts, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea. Mankind has tamed nature. If man doesn't tame nature, nature will become a curse. And the New Age movement and the animal rights people, the Green Movement, they want the earth to go back to its natural state. They introduce wolves and allow things that are going to harm mankind. In other words, let nature go free. It's a great curse. Nature will rule over man if man doesn't control nature. Well, we'd have this meeting, and that was what was talked about. Well, I went to have lunch with some friends, some of the Christian men I was with. We went to have lunch, and as we pulled up to the home, there's a pickup, and it has three dogs in the back. They were German shepherds. And I was just thinking, well, we have dominion over the creatures, and I wanted to go pet these dogs because I like German shepherds. One of my first dog as a child was a German shepherd, Chucky. Not Chucky the Chucky you're thinking of. My dog was Chucky, a great dog. I walked to the back of the truck, and they all started barking. And there was slobber coming out of their mouths, and they were snapping. And I said, no, you guys got to behave. I'm just coming to pet you. I'm not going to hurt you. And I stuck my hand right into the midst of them. And one of the three, this guy was a mean. And I didn't care. I stuck my hand in because God says we have dominion. I took that truth, and I pet the first two dogs. And finally, the third dog, he let me pet him too. I wouldn't recommend you do it, but that is the authority in this verse that I'm talking about. We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado, 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
These lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. To put my head when you can feel the world shake
The world is going to need to call on all the help from God's holy heaven for the time in which we live, because the wicked people are going to do whatever they want to destroy mankind, this planet, this universe. Given the ability to destroy God's universe, they will do it. That's how evil and the depth of wickedness in the heart of mankind. I wasn't going to accept the fact that these dogs were going to hurt me, and I didn't know that the family that once the dog started barking, the house next door to the house where I was going to have lunch, they were looking out the big picture window. This was in California, in Berkeley. And then the house where I was going to have dinner, I realized after I started petting these dogs, and they settled right down. They realized I wasn't going to hurt them. And I was just having a good time with them. And then I decided I better go in and have lunch. And I look, and the people that owned the dogs were afraid they were going to have a big lawsuit because these dogs were going to tear my arm off. And I looked up at them, and they were just standing in the window just shocked. And the people where I was going to have lunch, they're standing in the big picture window shocked too. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I had to tell the dog goodbye. So I went ahead and gave them a little pat on the head and rubbed their little noses, big noses, wet noses, and their slobbery mouths. And I went in and had dinner. Well, here's what Christ said. This is my point. In John chapter 16, verse 8, they're going to take snakes into their hands. In other words, man has been given been ordered to tame the creatures of the world. Then he says, Christ says, and they will drink poison and not be hurt. If there was a time where poison was going to be introduced into the water systems of the world, this is it. And for those people that truly know Christ, that are truly born again, you can take this verse, poison will not hurt you. But because they have found a way to break the gut barrier with the synthetic poisons, and I was thinking, how could they put this in systems internationally? Because they're manufacturing it in all of these satanic pharmaceutical companies internationally, not just in China, not just in America, not just in Canada, but in all of the hidden pharmaceutical companies throughout the globe. They wouldn't manufacture it in one place and fly it everywhere. Why? When they can put these manufacturing, the facilities, these pharmaceutical facilities internationally, in each country. I wouldn't doubt they're in every single country. And then you just dispense it to the population of that country. You think it's diabolical? You haven't seen anything yet. The world does not know what's coming. As diabolical as this matter of the ability to poison the world with snake venom, if you think that's diabolical, you just wait to see what else is coming. There are other things in the scripture. But we just had Easter. I don't want to get into a lot of things that these people are going to do. But it says that men, because of what's coming, grown, healthy men that work out, that are in shape, are going to die from heart attacks from the terror of what's coming. This is why then Christ says that the poison, they're not going to be hurt. And Christ says to his children, to his disciples, because the world is going to be sick. Yes, there's going to be the trees, the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nations. That's coming. But in the time when Jesus Christ's church, the true church of the living God, is here, these people in God's churches, the born-again people, they are commanded to pray and lay hands on the people who are sick so that they can be made well. This is the plan that Christ had for his children to heal a sick world. Eventually, it's going to take the leaves of the trees to heal the nations after Christ returns. The These children of the wicked, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop this war in Ukraine. They are escalating the war. I have it right here in my notes, which I had intended to get to at the very beginning of the program, but I just felt you should know what's happening with CERN, with the snake venom, the way in which these people get this information from another world, and then they have the way to manufacture it. The children of the wicked, they own the world. They own the nations. Part of an article here, America, we bribe the nations to go along with us. We tell them, you go along with us, we will send you billions of dollars. And we do. And the nations, they bow. Oh, America, thank you. You are God. Yes, we will take your money and we will do what you want us to do. We will take your payoff. We are ripe. Please use extortion to own us, to rule us, to control us. And for the nations that won't be ruled, that won't take the money, guess what happens to them? We just bomb the living daylights out of them. We send in the CIA and operatives to overthrow their governments, to overthrow the countries. We are the empire of the world that the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 17 and 18. We are the great Babylon of the end of the world. The truth is being made known. Rick Rodriguez.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey, it's Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 for the Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. You need to go to church. You people need to go to church. Don't go to an assembly unless you have a good assembly and just turn into 1360 KHNC AM radio on Sunday, and you can come to a radio church, and you'll get as much of the truth and the whole story as possible, as much as you can handle. You may not like it, but Christ did say, if you will know the truth will make you free. You'll be free from the lies. You'll be free from a false future, a hope. A hope that from the lies that you may believe, you know, the fairy tales, that you're going to grow up to be a prince or a princess. No. You're going to grow up to have hardships in the world. But if you do meet Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ, you will become one of his children, and you will be princes of the Most High God. And in training to become kings if you stay the course. Anti-snake venom. The lying media don't want you to take hydroxychloroquine because it's anti-snake venom, or ivermectin, or NAC, or iodine, or things of this nature. They want you to be sick. They want you to die. They'll give you anything but anti-snake venom. In my opinion, I believe that the COVID is not a virus. I believe it is something that can be ingested. And then once you do get the virus, you do get sick, just like with any cold, you can pass on a sickness. If you get the cold, if you catch a cold, whatever, you get the measles, the mumps, these things, because they're viruses. But initially, it comes through the gut, I believe. And I'm going to continue to look into what the Bible says about this attack on mankind. And the snake, the serpent, the first thing he did in the garden is he beguiled Eve. He did not tell the truth. He told a half-truth. And what these people that own the media in this country are telling the people is a lie. They've taken their playbook from the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And deception. First, Eve was deceived, then she fell. And Christ said, at the end of the world, there would be deception internationally, like the world has never seen. And that deception would have to have a mechanism. And the main mechanism that would be used to bring deception upon the nation of the world would be the media. And the media would be controlled by a group of people who are very powerful. And they are all in a secret society and secret societies internationally. And they control media. Any type of information coming out, they control it. The main group, the head snake, the head of the multi-headed snake, is the Pilgrim Society. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. For this program and other programs also, the podcast streamed at all times. Bye.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.